Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast Bonus in the Moment Special. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm the host, Sheena Hunt, and I am so grateful you chose to pop in and listen to the episode. For those who are new to the pod, the In the Moment episodes are basically special shows that are short in length and get straight to the nitty-gritty with thoughts or ideas I wanted to share in the moment. So again, welcome. In this episode, I want to talk about what it means to take your business to the next level with a mindset and activity shift. Listen, you run a business, you're making money, you have a team helping you, hopefully, things are going well. You've set some goals of where you want to see the business go. Those goals look awfully similar to the ones you had last year and probably the year before that. You want to see significant growth in your business. You want to see a lot more money coming in so you can take that vacation, buy that house, or even just hire some more team members. Any entrepreneur worth her salt wants to see real growth in their businesses. What's blocking it from happening? You have the dream. You know what needs to happen to get you to the magic number. You're just not seeing it happen. It ain't manifesting. Why? Let's dig into that with a few questions. What do you do every day for work? Like, what are some of your tasks? If you're naming things like writing copy, scheduling emails, handling customer service, manning the cash register, then that's a problem. How deep are you in your business? Do you run all of the meetings? Does everything have to come through you for decision making? If you're the task doer and the task master, that's a problem. If you have a team who is well trained, know what they're doing, you trust them, and you know you can get great results out of them, then why are you spending so much of your time doing those things too? You're an operations manager, not a CEO. Operations managers deal with day-to-day things, handle some of the people issues, serve as a helper when needed on the line. CEOs are strategic and forward-thinking. They're not operating in the now, they operate in the next. What's to come, not what is now. You have to change things up. Probably want to make sure you truly do have the right team in place. Make sure your systems are solid and repeatable. Make sure your training program is robust, that you have a solid customer service system in place. Hire an ops manager or a business manager and let them oversee a lot of that. You need to be focused on growth strategies, what's necessary, developing and implementing that plan. You haven't seen growth because you can't implement. You haven't had time since you're working so deeply in your business. Once you give yourself a chance to step outside of it and into a real CEO role, you can implement strategies and grow your business. Make your money, honey. We're in this to be millionaires, not stay in five or six figures. To get there, we have to shift our mindset, shift our daily activities, truly become the CEO. So hit me up and tell me some of the things you realized in the short episode that you need to change to become a CEO and have a CEO mindset and CEO actions and see real growth. I can't wait to hear what you got. I know I had an aha moment around this and had to share it because I know some of you have been stuck in a plateaued state, as have I, because I've realized a lot of the things I do are things I really need to pass off to other people. And so it's important that we all kind of start to have a mindset shift and really become true CEOs, and not just by title only, but actually with our actions and with the work that we're doing. So please let us all do the work together and become true CEOs. Oh, and check out the latest blog post on this topic. I'll link it in the show notes. Make sure you also sign up for my mailing list too, because I'm also going to in the latest issue, I'm also talking about this topic. So you want to see that. And I'll link that sign up form in the show notes as well. Well, thanks for listening to this In the Moment special of the Beautifully Complicated podcast. You want to reach out and connect with me? Follow me on Twitter or Instagram at SheenaD1. Like and follow the Beautifully Complicated Facebook page and Business with Sheena Facebook page. Want to work with me in optimizing your business or your launch? Hit me up at hello@SheenaHunt.com or visit my website at SheenaHunt.com. I'm glad you're here and listening to the show. Please share it with your other entrepreneurial family and friends so we can continue to grow the Beautifully Complicated family and we can all become more empowered and impactful in what we do. Oh, and if you haven't already, follow, like, and share the show on whatever podcast streaming apps you use. I love you guys. I'm excited about what's to come and hope this episode gave you something to think about as you shift from operations manager to CEO. You got this. Until next time, thanks for listening, and always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.